Ishmael, founder of AfriSons, and I'm asking him questions. So, question. Employee engagement is a term that I hear a lot. It's kind of flying around. What is it? Why is it important? Is it important? What should leaders be doing with it? What are your thoughts on employee engagement?
Employee engagement is critical, actually. Okay. Totally, because just think about, do you want people that come to your office, work with your company, and they just don't want to do anything extra?
So employee engagement literally means the engagement
an engaged employee.
Okay.
Yeah. Statistics talk about a huge exponential difference between, you know, disengaged employees that are just there, and really engaged employees. So employee engagement is key. Companies can put a value to it. I mean, there have been many research done by different organizations. So it's real, it's tangible. It has a real impact and it's critical. Okay? If you have a 5,000-man company or a 2,000-man company or a 400-man company, right, the CEO is not really managing everybody in the company. Your manager is technically like the CEO of the company to you.
Yeah.
And it's very important as we start to empower people to be supervisors or to be managers of other resources, other human resources, that we actually help them understand that they have a task. They have a very important job of motivating and helping these people to be engaged employees. Employee engagement, there is a book by my very good friend, Patrick Lencioni,
okay. That
talks about, it's called The Truth About Employee Engagement.
Okay.
And it says that what's really important for employees, like if you have a supervisor, is you want three things from your supervisor as an employee. That the first thing is you want to know how important is what I'm doing, how important is
what
it?
What I am doing in this company,
how important is it to the company's goals?
Okay.
So it's about relevance.
So is that would be, even if all I'm doing is firing.
Cleaning. Yeah.
How important is that to the overall?
Okay. So it's the job of the manager to situate that and let you know that, yes, you're cleaning, but cleaning is important because it's linked to the image.
Okay.
So we like we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
So that's about relevance, right?
Yeah.
There is the other aspect called knowing your people, not just as numbers, but building a relationship with the people you manage.
Okay.
It's about dealing with anonymity. Because if your people feel like they're just a number, it means to an end for their supervisor, and they're anonymous, you don't care about that. And then the third thing that's important to people is to know, how well am I doing?
Okay.
You know.
So feedback.
Yeah. And measurement against some metrics. Yeah, feedback. Yeah. And those three things, managers need to know that on top of everything else they do, they need to spend time with their direct reports to address these areas. You know, it's sometimes you read books and then you get the opportunity of a real life experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a young mentee of mine a few years ago, and she was complaining about her manager. And she said, you know, I don't even see what I'm doing environmental impact. I don't see how it fits into the strategy of the company. And then she said, she doesn't know what I like. She doesn't really seem to care about me. And then she said, and then the last time, because I am a driven and purposeful person, the last time I asked her, I wanted to know, get feedback on career progression opportunities, on how well I am doing in my job. She just said to me, well, if you're not doing well, you will know. And I thought to myself, oh my God, that's what Patrick Lencioni talks about in his book. But it was a real life thing. This person hadn't read the book, so they were not giving a scripted complaint. And the thing that was really scary in this case was the fact that I know the person, I know the founder of that company, and the founder of that company gives me feedback that this young lady was actually doing extremely well.
But didn't give the feedback to the lady herself.
Well, she wasn't the manager of this young lady. She goes to her manager and says, and she was really, I mean, thankfully she's still with the company today. And but those three things, every manager should try and understand what motivates your direct reports, right? Care about them. Yeah. It's important.
So if those three things are being ticked, if those three boxes are being ticked, does that result in an engaged employee?
It helps to build engagement.
Okay.
It's been recognized as those three things that are fundamental to people feeling valued in an organization.
Which I guess is the answer to employee engagement.
Yes, when if they feel valued, then you engage. Engage with the company. You can see how what you're doing connects with where the company is going. There's always the story of a NASA, or I think it was NASA cleaner. And, you know, I believe, you know, maybe it was the president of USA. Oh, how are you doing? You know, what do you do? Oh, I clean. But was able to link his cleaning to the fact that we're putting rockets in the sky.
Okay. So, for employee engagement, I'm going to try and remember the 3 points. The first one was relevance.
Yeah.
Then did you say anonymity? Anonymity and measurement.
Yeah.
So those are the three things that managers need to pay attention to for each individual, each member of staff, in order
that you're
to
managing.
Encourage that you're managing.
And this is really why sometimes I talk to my CEO in our company that, you know, just focus on your direct reports.
Yeah.
Because you've got to do those three things for them. Your direct reports have got to be held accountable to making sure that they do those things for their own direct reports.
Yeah.
This is not about the CEO doing it for the entire company. This is about who are your direct reports.
So each person does it from their direct reports. Does that work?
And of course, one of the challenges is when you put people in supervisory positions and you don't tell them this additional thing that they have to do.
Yeah, because it doesn't come naturally to people necessarily.
Well, they have to do it on top of their job as
job. So if it's not...
They need to be prepared. They need to be helped to do that.
Okay. All right. Brilliant. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.